Hey, can you hear at the back all right?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to thank so many people who have been involved in getting me here. I just want to thank them all. Special thanks to George from another viewpoint for that introduction. Say one thing about why I'm included in the Beats, though, George. I'm included in the Beats because I was very close to Robert Duncan, and we performed a play of Robert Duncan's at the Six Gallery in San Francisco. And then I think as a result of that, the Six Gallery, which was a group of radical young painters coming out of Clifford Still and Mark Rothko, asked one of them, Wally Hendrick, asked me if I could arrange a poetry reading for the Six Gallery, which was a good deal. One of the six people at the Six Gallery was Jack Spicer. Spicer was gone, he was in Boston, and so they asked me to arrange the reading because they'd seen me reading in Robert's play. And I said, yeah. And I ran into Allen Ginsberg a few days later, and he said, what are you doing? Am I too loud now? Okay. He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm arranging a poetry reading at the Six Gallery. And he said, how are you doing? And I said, not at all. I don't have time. He said, can I do it? So shall I do it? He said, absolutely, go ahead, Alan. And I showed up at the Six Gallery, and there was Alan, who I knew. Kenneth Rexroth was our master of ceremonies, one of the instigators of this event. And Alan was there, and Phil Blamontio was there, who was another friend of mine. I'd only been in San Francisco about, less than a year. I was 22 years old. And we gave a poetry reading, and Allen Ginsberg wrote a poem called Howl. And I wrote a poem, and Lamantia wrote a poem, and Jack Kerouac stumbled around the audience shouting, go, go, go. And Lawrence Ferlinghetti decided to make a book out of Howl, and a lot of people got turned on. And then after that, that poetry reading is often given the title of deserving or not of being the first poetry reading of the Beat Generation. I guess it probably was. And so I automatically became a member of the Beats. And of course I'm very close to them. My closest friends were Alan and Kerouac, but also I was very, very close to Robert Duncan and to people like that too, to Wallace Berman. And so you're right. What am I doing there? Well, that's what I'm doing there. Anyway, just to explain it.